This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Newsreaders, my name is Amy Philo. I don't know if you've seen my story before, but today I'm going to be telling you about how I survived the medical system, specifically psychiatric system and psychiatric drugs. I have two boys, and my story starts when I had my first child about 4.5 years ago. His name's Isaac, and we brought Isaac home from the hospital when he was 2 days old. The morning after, we were called by the hospital to check on him, and they asked us to take him back to the hospital again to Children's for a jaundice check. And when we got there, the doctor sent me home with some formula and said, just give him this one bottle, and it's really not medically necessary, but it might just help him just to be hydrated. So when we got home, we fed it to him, and he threw up most of it and then fell asleep almost immediately. And as I was getting ready for bed and I walked past his bassinet, I noticed he was turning blue on his skin, and so I picked him up, and I couldn't wake him, and his hands and feet were cold, so I just kind of tried for a few minutes to wake him up, but I couldn't, so I called 911. The paramedics who came to our house couldn't figure out what was wrong, so they sent us back to Children's Hospital again, and as soon as we got to Children's Hospital, Isaac started trying to throw up again, but he choked, and he was not breathing and turning red and purple, so the nursing staff came in, and they saved his life, basically, and all of this formula eventually came out of his nose and through tubes, and they admitted him overnight. And then the next morning, they sent me home, and that day when I got home, I had a panic attack from the stress of watching Isaac almost die and being afraid that he might choke again. And so the very next day, a home health nurse came to my home and told me that since I had a panic attack, I was in need of psychiatric drugs to prevent postpartum depression. And I had really high blood pressure. I was very anxious, so I listened to her, and I believed what she said and just basically let her sign me up for a doctor's appointment. I went in the next day and got
Were you on any drugs at that time? Any medication?
I was taking Synthroid, which is for thyroid.
But that's it? No other psychotropic drugs?
No. I had never taken one before.
Okay.
And I didn't know anything about psychiatry, psychotropic drugs, other than what I had seen on commercials. So I was kind of a little bit scared about it, but not too much because of the commercials. Like, I just believed it was a chemical balancer. And I went to my OBGYN that Wednesday, which was 6 days postpartum, and I was hoping that maybe he would just, like, listen to me and tell me everything was going to be okay and I could just relax. But within about 2 minutes, he stopped me and he said, what did the home health nurse say? And I said, well, she told me that I'm too anxious and I needed drugs. So he's like, okay, well, I'll be right back. And he walks out of the office and walked back in with a sample packet of 50 milligrams of Zoloft and hands it to me. And he's like, you need to take this right away. This is to prevent postpartum depression. If we don't do this immediately, it could get worse and maybe even dangerous. And it didn't have a warning label on it or anything. It just looked very innocuous. And the only thing I was really worried about was the baby breastfeeding, so I asked him if it was safe. He told me, it'll make your baby happy too.
It'll make your baby happy?
The exact quote.
Oh my.
It'll make your baby happy too.
From you taking Zoloft and then breastfeeding your baby?
Yes.
So effectively dosing your newborn with antidepressant drugs.
Yes. And I really trusted him because I figured he's an OBGYN, he's an expert. Why would he tell me something is so safe that it'll make my baby happy? Like, if it's that safe, then it must be fine. So I was like, can I take my first pill right now? I took it in his office. I was like, everything's going to be okay because I have this medicine that's going to calm me down. I had high blood pressure that whole day, so I was just under the belief that I was, like, chemically imbalanced and I needed a chemical balancer. I was on Zoloft for 3 days. And the third day, I hallucinated killing Isaac by throwing him down the stairs.
And this time, you didn't know of any, that the side effects of antidepressants can include violent impulses and things like that?
No, because I hadn't ever seen a warning. All I had seen were commercials. There was no warning given to me on the sample packet. So I basically just felt like if I was hallucinating, I was about to snap, and I might do something while I wasn't aware of what I was doing. And I was really scared, so the next morning, I was basically just trying to like calm down, but I couldn't, and I told my husband about what happened, and we decided to call the home health nurse hotline. And they told me to go to the hospital, and he said, well, what can they do for her at the hospital? And she said, they'll give her drugs that'll make the thoughts go away. So we were like, okay, well, maybe I need a different prescription, but I can't hold the baby, I'm afraid I'm going to kill myself, is what I'm thinking. So I'm like, I need help. I went to the emergency room and checked myself in as suicidal and homicidal thoughts, and I was hysterical and crying. And.
But you were seeking help.
I was seeking help.
Before anything dangerous happened, you were seeking medical assistance to heal.
Yeah, I mean, I just thought that was what I was supposed to do. That's what they told me in childbirth classes. I mean, I just trusted them. I thought they knew what they were doing. And
what happened next?
When I got to the ER, I was kind of left in a room for a while, and then eventually put through kind of a screening process with a lady who had a computer. She'd read a question, and then I would answer it. She'd type my answer. Uh-huh. And she said, well, you need to go into the psychiatric ward.
Just from asking you some questions, and she said?
Well, I mean, I was suicidal and homicidal, and every time I would close my eyes to try to sleep, I would see a vision of myself drowning Isaac or choking him or doing something to him. So I was like, I was scared I was going to like fall asleep, and then when I woke up I wouldn't be myself, or I was afraid I would fall asleep and die in my sleep. I was so scared and I didn't know what was going on. And they said, you need to go to the psychiatric ward. And I was immediately like, no, I'm not going to the psychiatric ward. I just had a baby, and I need to be with my family. I thought you guys were just going to switch my prescription and maybe get me a counselor. And so she's like, no, well, you can get a counselor up in the psychiatric ward, but you really need to be up here where we can really help you. And you can only, you don't have to stay if you don't like it. It's just like a 12-hour conditional admission, and if you don't like it, you can go home. What happened next was they involuntarily incarcerated me in the hospital. After I said I wanted to go home, they said no, and I was there for 2 days before I lied my way out of the hospital.
How'd you lie your way out?
I started complying with their regimen. I didn't want to take the Zoloft because I started suspecting it, and they said no, Zoloft doesn't work for 6 weeks, so it can't be the Zoloft. It has to be postpartum depression.
So they never blame the drugs, they blame you.
Right, and they tried to put me on antipsychotic drugs, but I said no because of breastfeeding. And they said I couldn't go home until I started taking my medication.
So you were a prisoner there.
Yeah, I mean, there was nothing I could do. It was humiliating. And so I got out after 2 days. I went home, and I was told I had to go to a psychiatrist and a counselor. So I did that for a couple more weeks. They raised my dose 2 times over the next several weeks, and each time I became more homicidal.
Okay. You said the answer to this is more drugs, huh?
Right. And then the FDA Black Box suicide warning came out. I started getting suspicious, and they wanted to put me on antipsychotics again, and I was like, I'm not sure I want to do that. I would have to wean the baby. And they were like, well, you're really crazy. And I'm like, well, maybe I'll do it. So eventually I just decided I'm going to go off Zoloft, and in order to go on an antipsychotic, I would have to anyway, so I'll see what happens. When I went off of Zoloft, I got better. So there was no need for a psychiatrist anymore, and I basically fired her. And I mean, I was very angry when it was all over with, because I didn't have to go through that, so.
And now, you are a recipient of the Human Rights Award with the Citizens Commission on Human Rights. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. You too.
Thanks for sharing this story. And is there a website you'd like to give out for other mothers who want to learn more?
If you go to my website, uniteforlife.org, you can find a bunch of links to all of our blogs and our petition against the Mothers Act, which is a screening bill to get women into treatment for prevention of postpartum depression with medication. So,
but it's really just a way to drug mothers and drug their babies.
They want to drug pregnant and new moms. We can't let all these babies die and all these moms go crazy for nothing. So I hope everyone gets the information that they really need, which is the true alternative health information.
UniteForLife.org.
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Amy.
Thank you.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.